NYC protesters chant guilty at Daniel Penny before closing arguments in manslaughter trial. By Amy Furr on December 2, 2024. Protesters shouted guilty Monday as U.S. Marine veteran Daniel Penny arrived in court for his trial regarding the chokehold death of Jordan Neely in New York City. Penny's arrival was just before closing arguments would be heard by a 12-person jury in the manslaughter trial held at Manhattan Supreme Court, the New York Post reported. Protesters shouted guilty. 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 And what do we want? Justice. When do we want it? Now. At the 26-year-old who turned himself into authorities in May 2023 to face manslaughter charges in Neely's death. Breitbart News reported in May. Neely, a mentally ill homeless man with over 40 arrests, had allegedly been screaming threats on the F train in New York City before being wrestled to the ground and placed in a chokehold by Penny and two others. Neely lost consciousness during the incident and medics were unable to resuscitate him. The manslaughter charges against Penny followed more than a week of pressure from leftist activists, including Al Sharpton, as well as the corporate legacy media. Video footage shows the initial incident with the two men on the floor of the train. Penny was charged with second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in the case, according to the Post. Prosecutors say Penny recklessly killed Neely, 30, by maintaining the hold for far longer than Neely could have reasonably been considered a threat, including for 51 seconds after his body went limp. The Post report stated, noting that Penny's attorneys argued their client's actions were justified. They also claimed there was reasonable doubt the chokehold was what caused the man's death. In June 2023, Penny shared his story. If he is convicted of the greater charge, Penny could face 15 years in prison. However, he could also be given a non-jail sentence in the case, the report said. On November 18, the mentally ill New York City man was released from custody early and went on to allegedly murder three people by stabbing them to death, Breitbart News reported.